Hello again, Dr. Gary Danko here with you. This is episode 7 of our podcast, Spiritual Awakening, Signs and Stages. You know, there comes a time in some people's lives when the things that once made sense no longer do. You wake up one morning and the job that used to give you meaning feels empty. The relationships that once felt comfortable now feel suffocating. You begin to ask questions, sometimes quietly, sometimes desperately, like, is this all there is? Why do I feel so different? Am I going crazy or waking up? Well, that, my friend, is the beginning of what many call a spiritual awakening. And today, we're going to walk through it together. Not just the poetry of awakening, but the messy, beautiful, and often confusing stages and signs that come with it. Because awakening isn't just light and peace. Sometimes it starts with falling apart. So what is spiritual awakening? Spiritual awakening is the process of remembering who you really are beneath the roles, the rules, and conditioning that you've absorbed. It's not about becoming someone new. It's about peeling away everything you were never meant to carry. And for many people, it begins with a sense of inner restlessness, a knowing that your outer life, no matter, doesn't match your inner truth anymore. Awakening doesn't follow a linear path. It comes in waves, spirals, seasons. But there are signs, markers, moments that whisper, you're not broken, you're becoming. Let's talk about them. So stage one is the cracking open, or disillusionment. The first stage often feels like loss, confusion, or deep emotional pain. You might feel like your life is falling apart. But really, your old identity is beginning to dissolve. This stage may include a sudden loss, breakup, or health issue. Feeling empty or numb. Disconnection from routines or ambitions. A growing discomfort with the quote-unquote normal world. It's uncomfortable, but it's not wrong. The caterpillar must dissolve before it becomes the butterfly. So stage two is where the search begins. You begin to ask deeper questions. You feel drawn to books, podcasts, spiritual teachers, anything that might help you make sense of what's happening. Signs of this stage include exploring topics like metaphysics, energy healing, and consciousness. Questioning belief systems you once took for granted. Feeling drawn to solitude, nature, or meditation. Or an intuitive nudge that says, there's more. You begin to feel that you're not alone, that others have walked this path, and that maybe, just maybe, you're not breaking down, you're waking up. Stage three is heightened sensitivity and intuition. At this stage, your energy field begins to expand. You may feel more sensitive to people, environments, even food or technology. You might notice heightened empathy or emotional awareness, vivid dreams or synchronicities, sudden waves of joy followed by deep release, intuitive hits that turn out to be accurate. This is your energetic intelligence turning back on. You're beginning to feel what your soul has always known. Stage 4 is the purge. This is shadow and ego work. Now comes a challenging but sacred part of awakening, shadow work. Old patterns begin to rise to the surface, not to punish you, but to be healed. You may feel triggered, overwhelmed, even afraid. But this stage is about reclaiming parts of yourself that were exiled. Your grief, your anger, your inner child. Tools that can support you here include journaling, breathwork, hypnosis, EFT tapping, guided inner child healing, energy clearing techniques. Remember, the goal isn't to get rid of the shadow. It's to love it back into wholeness. So stage 5 is integration and expansion. Here, something soft begins to return. A feeling of peace, clarity, and quiet power. You begin to integrate what you've learned. You trust your inner knowing more than external opinions. You create boundaries, shift your relationships, and begin to design a life that reflects your soul, not your wounds. You stop chasing and start receiving. You no longer need validation to feel aligned. This is where true transformation begins, not as a one-time event, but as a way of living. Here's some tools to support your awakening. So if you're walking through these stages or cycling through them again, you don't have to do it alone. At drgarydanko.com, I've created free activations designed to support your awakening. These guided audio journeys help clear stagnant energy, reconnect you with your higher self, process spiritual fatigue or overwhelm, ground your frequency so you feel safe in your body again. Whether you're just beginning or deep in the spiral of growth, these activations are here to gently walk with you. Awakening isn't always graceful. It can feel like losing everything you thought you needed, until you realize you found something you never lost. Your soul. You. If you're feeling lost, raw, or deeply tender right now, take a breath. That's it. You're not alone. You're not broken. You're simply remembering. And I want you to know, that's a sacred thing. Next time, we'll explore the energetic body and introduce the chakra system. How your body speaks through energy and how to decode its messages. Until then, listen inward and trust. Even the unraveling is part of the becoming.